Next thing is Mr. Lloyd Taylor, 10-1798.
Pretty hairy.
It's a pretty mean sweat.
Lloyd Taylor, tall, VMRC 10-1798, request authorization to construct a replacement timber bulkhead, align a maximum 2 feet channel wood of existing deteriorated timber bulkhead, and to install a total of 225 linear feet of riprap revetment, the total which will be aligned at mean low water adjacent to his property on 2614 Glenders Way on Rappahannock in Spotsylvania County. Spotsylvania County does not have a wetlands board, that's why the commission will be standing as a wetlands board. Here's about the location. Here's Fredericksburg right here. And the location is right here in the green star. A little closer view, the property is right off of here. And this shows an overview of the property. This is the original property right here, which is the farm for all the area here, original farm. And right here you see approximately where there's a, you see in the pictures where there's like a pontoon boat or a raft or something that's broken apart that will be removed during the construction phase of this. Like I said, the project is located Rappahannock River, approximately half mile downstream of Route 1 bridge over the Rappahannock River. The area is residential in nature, and the river is approximately 260 feet wide at that location and is extensively used for recreational boating. The applicant is seeking to construct 100 linear feet of replacement timber bulkhead, 225 linear feet of riprap, along with a 50-foot-long private open pile pier, 2 additional mooring dolphins, and an uncovered boat lift. The applicant's shoreline has a riprap revetment and old timber bulkhead. The riprap revetment and bulkhead were not constructed using the best management practices, thus they are eroding and falling apart. The pier and mooring piles are statutorily authorized by 28212.3A5 of the Code of Virginia. Okay, this is going to show the what they're going to go ahead and build here. Here's the applicant's house. Here's a PVC pipe that we put in here, and here's all the benchmarks from all the areas to the riprap. Here's the riprap on this side of it, the 100-foot bulkhead and riprap on this side. The total riprap is 225 together. Here's going to be the private pier going out with 2 additional mooring dolphins to the side of that. Again, this shows the Rappahannock River, and this is the side of the pier itself. It shows the contour of the river itself coming across. Here's what he's going to do. They're going to go ahead and put a buried toe at mean low water and riprap going back up this way, and they're going to take some fill behind it to smooth it all out to get that 2-to-1 grade. Here's a picture of the bulkhead itself for that 100-foot replacement. Picture of the pier, which is covered statutorily under code. Here's the pictures that I took on the Rappahannock that day, showing where mean low water is, showed by the PVC piping in there. Showing more of it. Here's the riprap. There's no filter cloth underneath the riprap. It's not right sized. It's probably A1 right there. So they're going to put some class 2-3 into that area and use this as the core. They're going to leave this down there and put the bigger stone on the top of it after they put the filter cloth in. Here's the bulkhead that wasn't built correctly, and it's failing. Here's the pontoon boat or raft, whatever you want to call it. They're going to tear that apart and remove it. They're showing the upstream portion where the other side of the riprap is going to be along this, right in this area right here. On that also, same area. Showing from basically the start to the end of the whole property, the whole project itself. This is the last picture I'll show you, and this is actually at the end, going all the way down. It's going to start right here, come all the way back where I'm at. Okay, the issue is, since Spotsylvania County has not adopted the model wetlands ordinance, commission is charged with acting as the local wetlands board for the proposed timber bulkhead riprap revetment pursuant to Chapter 13, Subtitle 3 of Title 28.2 of the Code of Virginia. The riprap revetment as proposed will impact 930 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands, mudflat, rubble community, and the timber bulkhead will impact approximately 370 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands also. Virginia Institute of Marine Sciences in the shoreline report dated February 2nd, 2011 advises that the applicant's Revere and shoreline is experiencing undercutting at the site. Rivers agrees that the riprap revetment should be placed along the whole length of the project, eliminating need for the bulkhead. BIM states that the riprap revetment dissipates wave energy better than the bulkhead. DEQ, in an email dated 19 January, stated that they had the project acceptable. No other state agency has responded. Summary recommendation. In staff's opinion, the majority of the riverbank along the applicant's property is moderately undercut. This is likely due to storm events and wake-induced erosion caused by recreation of boat traffic. Past cutting of the resource protection area has most likely also contributed to the erosion issues at the applicant's property. Staff believes the adverse impacts of the marine environment associated with proposed construction are minimum. Although BIMS questions the need for the timber bulkhead, we do not believe the replacement of an existing bulkhead is an unreasonable request. In light of the existing shoreline conditions and the continued potential for storm and wake-induced erosion, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. This recommendation is based upon the following findings. One, that the anticipated public and private benefits of the proposed activity exceeds its anticipated public and private detriment. Two, the proposed development conforms with standards prescribed in 28213.08 of the Code of Virginia and the guidelines promulgated by the BMRC pursuant to Virginia Code 28213.01. And three, the proposed activity does not violate the purpose of the intent of Chapter 13, Subtitle 3 of the Title 28.2 of the Code of Virginia. The agent and the contractors here, do you have any questions or anything I can...
Questions for Mr. Bacon? Seeing none, thank you. Is the applicant present or represented? Please raise your right hand. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and the truth self you got. State your name, please.
Brian Fletcher.
Mr. Shett.
Why did the applicant not want to riprap the whole bank?
There's already an existing bulkhead there, and he wanted to keep that bulkhead. There was really no other reason except the land's a little more elevated there, and we'd have to do a whole lot more excavating to smooth the land out there.
Okay.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else in favor of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Seeing none, the matter is in front of the commission.
Move that we approved it as staff recommended.
Second
by Mr. Plummer. Any other discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries unanimously.